Second Amendment rights advocates who have held rallies in Albany recently are not the only group upset with portions of the state's recently enacted gun law. Some people with mental illnesses believe the law unfairly stigmatizes them. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
In recent weeks, hundreds of pro-gun rights protesters have held boisterous rallies against New York's strictest in the nation gun laws. But another group, who also have some problems with the new law, came to the Capitol for a very different sort of protest. About 100 people who have been diagnosed with mental illnesses sat silently at a budget hearing on the state's mental health budget. They were protesting provisions in the new law that they say unfairly stigmatize them. Harvey Rosenthal is with the New York Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services.
We want to make a public statement that the environment of criminalization and demonization of people with mental illnesses has really reached a peak here in Albany. I've never seen it like this.
Rosenthal and others are upset over provisions in the new gun law that require therapists and other clinicians to report patients to a state centralized database if they might be a threat to themselves or others. Authorities would then take away the person's guns. Rosenthal says the new law could destroy trust between patients in treatment and their therapists.
People who might reveal in a session, well, I'm so angry that I'd like to strangle this person, or I'm feeling so depressed, I don't know if it's worth it. That damages the therapeutic relationship. It makes people not want to share or go to therapy, and that's the exact opposite of what we should be trying to do right now.
And he worries that the information won't be limited to a gun owner's database, but could be inappropriately shared with law enforcement or other agencies. Amy Colasanti with the Mental Health Empowerment Project also attended the hearing. She and many of the protesters wore T-shirts that said, "You are talking about me."
We've reached an all-time low in this community that involves criminalizing people because they have a psychiatric diagnosis. And people are here to say, "You're talking about me, stop psychiatric profiling," and we've had enough. People can't be making laws based on emotion instead of fact. And there's research to prove that we're not any more dangerous than the general population. It could happen to anybody at any moment, and you could have your rights taken away. This is, our human, civil, and constitutional rights are being taken away.
Rosenthal says it's unfortunate that the Newtown shootings and other acts of mass gun violence have caused a crackdown on the mentally ill, who he says are statistically more likely to be victims of a violent crime than a perpetrator.
The public sees something horrible like that and says, you have to be crazy to do that. But mental illnesses are not just an aberrant sort of crazy impulsive behavior, or they're not autism spectrum, and they're not a bunch of other sort of conditions. They're specific sort of conditions, and the vast majority of people are not only not more violent, but are 12 times more likely to be victims of violence.
Colasanti says the governor and state legislature acted too hastily without considering the full effects of all the provisions that they put into the gun control law.
This is a knee-jerk reaction. I think this is a reaction to want to be the first state to do something, and in doing so, you cut out are not considered the rights of a whole group of people that, deserve to be treated as equals.
Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders are considering technical amendments to the gun law, but most of the ideas have centered on correcting errors made when banning various types of magazine clips for multiple bullets. They are not at this point considering changes to mental health portions of the law. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.